Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, the final hour, Henry Lake in for Paul Douglas and Jordana Green. And a reminder, in this 5 o'clock hour, we're giving away Twins tickets. It's a Twins Ticket Tuesday. Stay tuned. Your chance to win a four-pack of Twins tickets for next Tuesday, June 21st, against division rival Cleveland. The Cleveland Guardians, man, they're playing good baseball. Make sure that that you go and check off the Twins at Target Field as they host the Cleveland Guardians next week because, you know, this West Coast swing, before you know it, they'll be back at Target Field. So please support.
Yeah, Henry, first place team. I know, and Cleveland second place. I think three and a half games behind. I was looking at the schedule. The Twins. I mean, it's already June 14th, and the Twins still have eight more games against Cleveland this month because they got the three next week at home, and then they play one of those funky five game series in Cleveland starting on June 27th, with including a doubleheader on Tuesday the 28th. So. A lot of Cleveland, and it could really shape how the division looks moving into the next few months.
Got to support the team, man.
How those eight games go.
So all right, so listen for the twin stinger that will play at some point here this hour, and then you'll get that four-pack if you are caller number three. You have to be caller number three when you hear that stinger, and you'll win Twins Guardians tickets for next Tuesday. All right, in the pandemic, of which we're still in the pandemic, right? We still are. I know that some people are saying that it's over, it's done, we're back to normal. No, we're not, because people are still getting sick. Heck, Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, he missed Game 5 last night because of having COVID. So are we in a different phase? Yes. Are we back in studio like right now? Yes. But we're not totally in the clear yet, okay? But I will say this. There was something that I started doing in the pandemic that I really typically had never done before. And I'm actually, it's like a routine, okay? It's a routine now. And I do this maybe once every couple of weeks now. But in the pandemic, I started shopping more at dollar stores. Yeah. And so, like... And it's not – how did I fall into that? I'm not really sure the reason why I pivoted to dollar stores, okay? But it's a thing now. Like, I'm going to continue to go. I continue to go to Dollar Tree. I know that in some smaller towns they have Dollar General stores. But I know that I'm not the only one. And I know that it's become a thing for me the last couple of years. – And the things that I go get there are like typically I would like, I'm a nice pen guy, right?
Okay.
So you go to Target and you get those nice fine point pens where there's like two in a pack and they're like $5.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go to Dollar Tree now and I'll get a pack of those and I'm paying a $1.25 because Dollar Tree,
now it's $1.25,
which I'm fine with. But that little knick-knack snacks that you find, like if I'm going to a Wolves game and I know that I haven't gotten anything in my system and I'm on the go and I'm running, I'll stop at a Dollar Tree and grab a couple of items, put it in my bag, and I'll roll to the damn game. I'm not the only one, though, because it sounds like the business and the clientele for dollar stores drastically went up in the pandemic, specifically for those that are in the middle class.
Oh, I think that's for sure, and I see it for myself and my family and my community. We should take some calls and texts on this.
Absolutely.
What do you get at the dollar store? Are you shopping dollar stores more? 651-461-9226. One of the things, Henry, that we get regularly at the Dollar Tree is we get like hot pads and oven mitts at the Dollar Tree. Because here's the deal. Whether you spend a dollar or $20 on that oven mitt that you're going to use, like, it's getting burnt. It's going to get oil and syrup and all sorts of stuff spilled on it. Yep. And maybe you wash it once or twice, but that thing is getting dingy quickly. So every, you know, it's not too often, but every 4, 6, 8 months maybe, we just go, oh, man, we've spilled too many things. We've burned too many holes in these oven mitts, and we've washed them a couple times, but it's time to just go to the dollar store and get new ones. And I wouldn't want to do that if they were, you know, $20, $30. You feel bad about doing that, but if they're a dollar 25, then sure, let's just do it that way.
I'm not the only one. I'd like to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Not just text the show, but call the show, because I know that I'm not the only one. I'm looking at an article right now. As inflation hits harder, middle-class shoppers gravitate to dollar stores. I will be in line with my couple of items, because typically when I go, I'm spending less than $10. But I will see people that'll go there and they have the balloons, because they'll get the balloons and they'll do the balloons up for like a birthday or whatever. I'll go there. There's like wrapping paper. Yep. There's all kind of stuff. Yeah. I mean, literally, I think there are a few locations where you can kind of like get groceries.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been out west where, because a Dollar Tree is a Midwest and a few places in the country, but like in California, it's the 99-cent store, and they're purple, and it's a different.
South, Dollar General.
Sure, okay. It's the same concept, but like at 99-cent stores, you can buy like produce and dairy and all sorts of stuff. But I will say there's things that you shouldn't buy at the dollar store, and you got to do a little compare and contrast, because there's certain things like, you know, soap and stuff like that where you go, you know, you really look at it and you go, oh, so I just got 8 ounces of whatever dish soap or whatever for a dollar, and I could have gotten 16 ounces for $1.50 at Target or wherever instead. So you got to, you know, look at the prices and see what's actually a good deal.
Yep. All right. 651-461-9226. Your phone calls on this topic next year on The Good Neighbor. Everybody likes a bargain. I like to get stuff on the cheap. Like whenever I go to a boutique or a clothing store, I love rummaging through the clearance rack. I'm dead serious. Mm-hmm. I don't like paying full price for anything if I don't have to.
Yeah.
Right? I think that that's all of us. But yes, in the pandemic, I started going more to Dollar Tree and some of the Dollar Tree or Dollar General type stores. Not type stores, but those stores specifically. Your thoughts on it? Is it just me? Am I the outlier? I don't think that I am. Quite honestly, I'm looking at articles here that say that a lot of us have really gravitated to dollar stores here since the pandemic started. 651-461-9226. Before we get to phone calls here, let me get to a few of the texts, because a lot of people are weighing in via the text line. 651-461-9226. This one, it says dollar store equals socks for gardening, because when they get too dirty to put in laundry, I don't feel bad about tossing them. Gift cards, especially graduation cards, from the dollar store. This one, pop, candy, cleaning stuff, batteries, all things that I've seen in Dollar Trees and dollar stores. According to one texter, this one, no, only a few items are worth it. The ones near me are very run down, not a fan. Let me say this to that texter specifically. I have seen brand new Dollar Trees. No lie. I've seen absolutely brand new Dollar Trees. So, look. I know that they pivoted from the, okay, we're taking the price up from $1 to $1.25, which to me, I'm fine with that because it's already dirt cheap. But you know, no, they're making money because there are brand new Dollar Trees. So not all of them are run down. You might want to kind of venture out a little bit because there are some other ones that are popping up out there. This text says, also Five Below. Have you ever been to Five Below? Good deals. That text from Jeff. I have never been to a Five Below, but I think that the concept with Five Below is that you everything in the store is $5 or less, I believe, right? I could be wrong. Text line 651-461-9226. I think that that's the concept of Five Below is that everything in the store is $5 or less. All right, 651-461-9226. Let's take a phone call here from Tammy in Lake Elmo. What's up, Tammy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Tammy. Thanks for the phone call. How you doing?
I'm very well. But you're kind of confusing me on a different time slot.
I'm confusing you because I'm typically on at night, huh?
Well, that is true. But like, okay, but everything is cool.
I appreciate that. So now, are you like me? Have you always been a person that would go shop at a Dollar Tree or Dollar General or Dollar Store? Because I wasn't always that person. It wasn't that I've ever been anti that, because I know as a kid that I'd been in one before. But I did go to them a little bit more during the introduced to them a little bit more during the pandemic than you know, prior shopping there.
Yeah, I've shopped at the Dollar Tree store, for quite a few years.
Okay.
Probably like over 20 some years.
Okay.
I'd buy like a lot of your paper products and your cleaning supplies.
Yep.
Office supplies and
yep.
stuff. So, and even some seasonal things that you could find, you know, really inexpensive. And so I've shopped there a lot. So when you approach this question on the radio, I'm just sitting here and laughing and I'm going, oh my God. I love it.
I do too. And it's funny because, like, whenever I go to Dollar Tree, right, you'll have the lines where people are going to check out, right? And then you'll have a separate line for people that are in one specific line just to get, like, balloons.
Yeah. That's
you know?
True.
Which I think is pretty cool. So.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the phone call from Tammy in Lake Elmo. That is awesome. 651-461-9226. Let's talk to Joan. She's calling from Golden Valley. How you doing, Joan?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I wanted to say that I get all my greeting cards there. They're
yep.
two for $1.25. They have a lovely selection, and it's just something that I still send. And then I also wanted to say, you might want to say, tell your audience, helium right now is in short. They just don't have it at the Dollar Trees or any place where you might want to buy a helium balloon.
Oh.
But that is another tremendous buy. A dollar, you know, they were $1.25 for one of those balloons. So
yep.
that is, yes, I'm a big one for that. But right now, no. And it's been about a month or two. And they just can't get the helium. So that's just one thing.
So
thank you.
Let me ask you one quick question, Joan, before I let you go. One quick question.
Yes.
Have you always been a shopper at dollar stores, or is this somewhat of a new concept for you as well?
It would be something that I have done, but it's mainly for their greeting cards.
Got you.
Because
okay.
They're a national brand.
Yep.
And it's just a great place for that. And you just anyway, but I do like it. And I know they have so many things, and it isn't just since the pandemic.
Yep.
I just have used them for that. So it's been fun listening this afternoon, but no helium.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Joan. I appreciate
You're
that.
Welcome.
Well, she just put me up on something. They're lacking helium. You know, that's a bummer, but she's spot on. It's not like the cards, like these cards aren't lesser than. There's just certain things where if you go to a Target or you go to a Dollar Tree, look, it's the same stuff, man. You're just not paying as much. Like the pin that I showed you earlier and that I had in my bag, those are pins that I get from Dollar Tree. Same pins you go to Target and they're charging you $5 and $6 for the expensive pins. I go to Dollar Tree and I get them for $1.25. Let's go to a Jean. She's calling from Texas, it sounds like. What's up, Jean?
Hello.
How are you?
I am great, sitting down here by the Mississippi River.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right, what is your take on this topic?
Well, Dollar Tree or Family Dollar? I have Family Dollar close to my house.
Yeah, that's more of a Southern thing. Yep.
We just started going there because we could still get, you know, you can get a gallon of milk and you can get a milk, you know, and there's less crowds. We started going there during the pandemic more because of coming in contact with less people.
Got you. Oh, I see. I see. So it was also a thing that in the pandemic, instead of pivoting to a Target or certain places where there's a lot more people that are in the actual business, you said, you know what, there's less shoppers in Dollar Tree, so I'm going to pivot there.
Exactly. Correct.
Got you.
Less germs.
Got you. I got you. That's awesome. Thanks for the phone call from Jean in Texas. That's right. Awesome. That's great perspective and insight from her there. Getting to a couple of more of the text messages from the text line, 651-461-9226. The Goodwill Great Clothing Bar.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morgans, absolutely. I would echo those sentiments. This one from the text line, I'm not a fan of Dollar Tree, but I do like Dollar General. I think that they are essential to small towns. This is B from South St. Paul, and I think that is true. And we mentioned that a little bit earlier, and I know that DJ had mentioned that too, that Dollar General is in some smaller towns, and the caller just referenced Family Dollar as well. And I know that Family Dollar's more of a Southern chain. Something else from the text line, disposable serving utensils for potluck at work. Doesn't matter if you don't go back. That's a great one. And then one more text, actually a couple of more texts. Remind shoppers if they buy X product, for example, a bar of name brand soap at Dollar Tree, you will also get less ounces. Okay, that's a good text there too. And then also with regards to Five Below, which I've never been to Five Below, but this is another text about Five Below. Five Below is what you said, but they have some things that are five plus. So they do have some items there that are over $5. It is great on some things, but other items are a little bit overpriced for the dollar store. All right, some great reaction there with regards to the dollar store phenomenon that has occurred here in the pandemic. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather, and then I want to get back to I want to get to a conversation and a take that I have about what I believe is the biggest blunder in Minnesota sports history. I'll tell you what that is next year on The Good Neighbor. All right, welcome back. News Talk 830 WCCO. Yeah, you guys know what to do. You know what to do. You know what time it is. Twins tonight on the West Coast facing the Seattle Mariners. Joe Ryan back on the mound after being out the last couple of weeks due to COVID. So he's back. Sonny Gray will be pitching tomorrow as well. So it looks like the pitching rotation starting to get back healthy. So we look forward to watching and listening to the game right here on your radio home for Twins baseball tonight. News Talk 830 WCCO. All right. I do want to get into this because we like to beat ourselves down, right? And it's super frustrating when we talk about Minnesota sports. But I think that the biggest blunder in Minnesota sports history is the fact that we passed on Steph Curry in the NBA draft. That is hands down, in my opinion, of all of the blunders that we've had in all of sports here, in our Minnesota sports history. That's the biggest one. Steph Curry is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, shooter that we've ever had in the sport of basketball, a Hall of Famer, three-time NBA champion, and possibly four-time NBA champion, two-time MVP in the league. I don't know if there's ever been a bigger sports blunder in the history of Minnesota sports. If you think that there's something else, I'd love to hear it. 651-461-9226. I think about David Kahn to this day, and he ticks me off just even thinking about him. Not only was it the fact that you passed on Steph Curry once, you passed on him twice. We go back and we look at that draft, and we selected Ricky Rubio and Johnny Flynn, and we thought that that was going to work. And by the way, David Kahn actually, he said that those guys could play in the backcourt together. That's the thing that they thought could work. And I'm like, is there any way possible that we think that that could work? There's no way that you can play Johnny Flynn and Ricky Rubio in the same backcourt. No chance that that was going to happen. And by the way, do we have a winner? I think that we probably have a winner for the Twins tickets.
Yeah, that's right. Carmen, congratulations to Carmen. She is our winner. She'll be going to see the Twins in Cleveland next Tuesday, the 24th.
Okay, all right. We got the phone lines were lighting up, but we do have a winner. Thanks for calling. Thanks for playing for today's Twins ticket Tuesday. Okay? Congratulations to Carmen. And make sure you root loud for the Twins next week against the Guardians. All right, so in my opinion, I think that that is the biggest blunder in all of Minnesota sports history, was passing on Steph Curry not just once, but also another time with the back-to-back picks. If you have one that you think ranks up there, I know that some of you may say the Herschel Walker trade was disastrous. Yes, it was. 651-461-9226. And I think that this is just the way that the sports gods are going about their business. And what I think is happening here with the way that this is played out is that I think that they are saying, okay, we gave you a blessing back in 1998 when we took Randy Moss. You guys got Randy Moss. You stole him middle of the first round. He never should have fallen to you guys with the Minnesota Vikings. So you were blessed. You were gifted with Randy Moss. And Randy Moss was one of the most spectacular, if not the best, wide receiver that we've ever seen play in the National Football League. So since you had that blessing in Randy Moss, we are going to curse you, and we're going to say that David Kahn is just going to falter at being the GM of the Timberwolves, and you are going to be stuck with the fact that you passed on Steph Curry. I think that that's probably it. We were blessed with Randy Moss, and then we ended up getting cursed after that, and we're stuck with the fact that we passed two times on Steph Curry. 651-461-9226. I honestly believe that. So, we got Randy Moss, and we were, you know, that was awesome. That was amazing. But then we end up getting screwed in the end with passing on Steph. Let's go to Jeff in Cannon Falls. He's called the show. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing awesome, Jeff.
I would say that the Herschel Walker deal with Dallas in the 90s.
That's the one?
Was the biggest blunder in the history of professional sports, period, not just in Minnesota. All of professional sports as a worse mistake than passing on Steph Curry.
All right. Thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Cannon Falls. And let's go back and let's just kind of take a look at how that shook out. This is what we traded away, or the transaction that was made between the Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings. The Minnesota Vikings received Herschel Walker. They also received Dallas's third round pick. Also received San Diego's fifth round pick. Also received Dallas's 10th round pick in 90, and then the following year, their third round pick. What did the Cowboys get? Jesse Solomon, linebacker. Linebacker David Howard. Cornerback Isaac Holt. Defensive end Alex Stewart. But also, what did they get? They got Minnesota's first round pick in 1990. Second round pick in 1990. Sixth round pick in 1990. Minnesota's first-round pick the next year in 1991, That was conditional on cutting Solomon, Minnesota's second-round pick in 91. That conditional on cutting Howard, Minnesota's first-round pick in 92. That conditional on cutting Holt, and then the second and third-round picks that year as well. So, yeah, that's you can make the case. That's the one. And by the way, you know who went to the San Diego Chargers? Darren Nelson. Darren Nelson, man, was a nice running back for us back in the day. Remember Darren Nelson out of Stanford? What is Darren Nelson up to these days? That's a where-are-they-now guy. I got to find out what Darren Nelson is. Maybe I need to text my guy Leo Lewis to see if he can put me in contact with Darren Nelson. All right, 651-461-9226. Let's take a phone call from Brian in Mound. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I like your show, and I just had an opinion. I thought that letting Big Pappy go over to Boston and just watching him hit home run after we let him go, after we gave up on him.
But this is the thing about that, though, Brian. Big Pappy here wasn't the Big Pappy. He wasn't even Big Pappy. He was just David Ortiz here. I don't put that in the same category because David Ortiz just wasn't playing to that level with us.
That was coaching. Coaches here that was telling him to go the other way, telling him to slap it around. Coaches over in Boston right away got on that. Said, Bappy, you're not in Minnesota anymore. This is the way you're going to do it.
I got you.
He did.
Yep. All right. Well, thanks for the phone call from Brian and Mound. Yep. Brian and Mound says that, look, we screwed that up. We weren't utilizing David Ortiz properly. And so when it all came out in the wash, he's the big winner. He's a Hall of Famer. He wins the championships with the Red Sox, and that's the way it plays out. All right, one more phone call before we break. Let's go to John in Richfield. What's up, John?
I don't think this is the biggest mess up or screw up, but the Parisi-Suter deal didn't turn out the way it should have. And people, like, when they signed those guys, you know, there's people planning the parade route downtown for the Stanley Cup. And it just didn't turn out the way people thought it would. I don't think it's the biggest screw up, but hold on.
We didn't trade anything away in that regard, though, right? Like that was just money spent that just didn't work out.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was money spent. I think spent was the biggest. We didn't trade anything away, but
yep.
I think we can just go on and on and on and on about mistakes that teams make in this state. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, John. I'm with you. Thanks for the phone call from John in Richfield. That's why we feel like we're in Loserville, because we made so many damn mistakes, all the different teams, right? But no, John's right. The Zach Parise, Ryan Suter, those signings, I remember being on the air that day when it happened, right? I was on the airwaves for literally 5 hours. And that was the big deal. We had special people coming in studio just to talk about it and to break it down. But yeah, no, that was a big deal, and it didn't work out for us. It absolutely didn't work out, and we're still actually paying salaries for both gentlemen. All right, we'll take a break, another look at weather and traffic, and then we'll wrap up the show here on The Good Neighbor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.